You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't know what it is for you, but I do know it is the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. For me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Week 6, just about completely in the books, people. The only thing left, a Monday nighter. Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers. What a weekend. What a weekend of NFL football. Patrick Mahomes comes out once again. Plays fantastic, but does throw a couple of interceptions. The crafty veteran, Tom Brady, finds a way to get it done late in the ball game. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. It's really what happened, and I'm not surprised. The Chicago Bears go to Miami, they struggle. The Cardinals go to Minnesota, they struggle. Pretty much what happened, in all honesty, in week 6 of the NFL, I'm pretty sure I thought was going to happen for the most part in just about every single football game. No joke, people. From the Falcons winning in a tight one against the Buccaneers to the Steelers pulling off one of those tight ones in their own division against the Bengals to the Chargers, who have gotten out of the gates pretty solidly, go to Cleveland and win a football game there. The Seahawks, just when you think they're done and down and out, well, they find a way to go on the road and win a big football game for them to get them to 500. And the only team that's really in the running to push the Rams, who are the only team, by the way, who are still undefeated in the NFL after week 6, or just about through with week 6. But just some amazing stuff. Tom Brady wins his 200th regular season game. Again, so much to get into, people. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. Week 6, just about completely in the books. I'm Andy Dorf, and you are hanging out on the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So you can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Hand off here to Michelle. Sony Michelle with a stiff arm. Sideline. Touchdown.
Pat Mahomes spent 11 years pitching in the major leagues. Oh, the sling to Tyreek Hill. And look out. Tyreek Hill. Game-breaking speed. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind. It is Sports Overnight America. Get at me, people who are checking me out. Sirius XM Channel 203. I love you people all over the world, man. All over the world. I don't know what time it is. I don't know where you're at. I don't care, but I do know and I do care about talking about the NFL, and I know you love talking about the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, real quickly, I'm going to run through the scores, and yes, it is late night sports talk. That is true. Very good, Amanda. And if you're watching me on Facebook Live, do so. It's public. Anybody can check it out right now. Just punch in my name, Andy Dorf, and boom, it'll beam up just like Scotty. Speaking of that, I'm going to go through the scores, give you kind of the skinny of what happened in Week 6. And again, still one game to be played. Green Bay Packers hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Both teams need a victory. We'll get into that one later. Eagles go on the road. They beat the Giants on Thursday night. Got it all started off 34-13. Buccaneers go to the Falcons. They fall there 34-29. The Falcons get it done. And man, what a bunch of wild, crazy football games the Atlanta Falcons have had this season. Like, seriously. I can't think of a team that has played more games that are obviously high scoring, but exciting. And down to the wire than the Atlanta Falcons. And they've been on the wrong side of most of them. So good to see them be on the right side for the first time. And if there is a team that was 1-4 coming into this week, I did say I thought the Falcons were a team that could turn it around. Steelers go on the road. They win a big one in their division against the Bengals, 28-21. Chargers, 38-14 all over the Browns. Seahawks, 27-3 over the Raiders. Bears, 28-31. They fall in overtime to the Dolphins, who were led by Brock Osweiler. Yeah, that's right. Brock Osweiler led the Dolphins to a victory. Cardinals go down to Minnesota. They lose. They go down 27-17 in the ball game for the first half. And then the second half came, Vikings score 14 unanswered in the fourth quarter. Cardinals do score a touchdown in the fourth, but not enough, and they fall 27-17. Colts go down to the Jets, 42-34. And I think the story here ultimately is Andrew Luck. I mean, dude has to throw the ball 40-some-odd times at least every single football game. Their defense can't stop anybody. It's a mess in Indianapolis, people. Panthers go down to the Redskins. Big victory for the Redskins. Big victory. 23-17, beating Cam Newton and the Panthers. That's a nice victory. Texans, I thought they'd get a victory. Get back to 500. 20-13 over the Bills. Much needed. Not a lot of scoring. Not a great game. But, again, Texans need a victory. They got it. 3-3 on the season. Back in things in their division. Rams, only undefeated team still. 23-20 over the Broncos. They went on the road, and the story here was Todd Gurley and those 200-plus rushing yards, couple touchdowns. This guy's a stud, people. Absolute stud. Jared Goff, not bad either, by the way. Just in general, that team, very well coached. Sean McVay doing a great job. Jaguars, what's up with the Jags, man? This is a team that got to the AFC Championship last season, and they go to Big D, Dallas. Yeah, Big D, Dallas, and they lose 40-7. That's right, 40-7. The Cowboys shut them down big time. Ezekiel Elliott has a pretty solid game, over 100 yards, a touchdown on the ground. Cole Beasley doing his thing, couple touchdowns. And he and Dak Prescott seem to have a pretty good rapport, to be honest with you. So Cowboys 40, Jaguars 7, somewhat of a shocker there. Ravens shutting out the Titans 21-0. And the Ravens, you know what? That's a pretty good football team. I did say it before the season got started that I think the Ravens are going to be better than people think they are. Patriots win a game, a really exciting game, against the Patrick Mahomes-led Kansas City Chiefs, 43-40. And this was just a fun game to watch. I mean, scoring-wise, it was just fun. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes started out the game. He wasn't great. It wasn't that sharp. But second half really put things together. Four touchdowns, I believe, in the second half. 352 yards. Last couple of weeks, the thing that's changed for him, unfortunately, has been the interceptions. Two interceptions this week, two interceptions last week. So the guy's having a fantastic year, don't get me wrong. But ultimately, I think teams are starting to pick up a little bit of speed on Patrick Mahomes and how he operates. And even with that being said, I don't think it really matters because they have such great weapons. All he's got to do is get the ball to the guys in space, let them do what they do. You saw Kareem Hunt, man. He got him the ball, passing that ball over the guy. Just beautiful touch. Bam. He's running, sprinting to the end zone. So, and that happened for Tyreek Hill, too, by the way, a couple of times. So, truth be told, the Kansas City Chiefs they're legit. They're real. Patrick Mahomes is real. I still think even after the loss, he's still up there in the MVP candidate. And now Tom Brady probably moves up a little bit, to be honest with you, because the Patriots have figured things out. And not shocking, you know, they get Edelman back and now Josh Gordon there. It's interesting how they just all of a sudden know how to make things happen and they know how to make things work. They really do. They're just one of the best in the business at it. Like, no joke. They always figure out a way to just plug pieces in, and Tom Brady has weapons that nobody else could make weapons. All right, let's run through the divisions real quickly before we go to a break. And again, thoughts and opinions, welcome and encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. AFC East is always a joke. But right now, the New England Patriots and the Dolphins, both 4-2. Jets, 3-3. And then the Buffalo Bills, who are 2-4. This is the Patriots. They'll start pulling away. We all know that. AFC North, Cincinnati and the Baltimore Ravens, both 4-2. Pittsburgh gets to 3-2-1 because they have that tie. Cleveland, that's who they tied with, by the way. They're 2-3-1. Not out of things yet either. Playing better football. Tennessee Titans, 3-3. Houston Texans, who I think will probably wind up winning this division. That was my pick before the season. I think the Titans take a little step back, and the Jaguars have shown us that they're not the same team thus far. And the Colts, wow. That's just an ugly situation. Really ugly. But watch the Texans make a little bit of move. Titans and them tied right now, three-way tie with the Jacksonville Jaguars, Texans, and Tennessee. So interesting right now, but watch. Texans will move up. Chiefs 5-1, Chargers are 4-2, Broncos 2-4, Oakland 1-5 in the AFC West. On the other side, NFC. This is an interesting division right now, but I do believe after what I've seen, the Eagles will figure things out and they'll pull away. Three-way tie there, Redskins, Cowboys, and Eagles, all 3-3. The Giants, we'll talk about them too in here in a little bit. They're 1-5. Bears, 3-2. Vikings, 3-2. Green Bay has yet to play. Minnesota, 3-2-1, by the way. And the Bears, because they're 3-2 because of the bye week. So if you're wondering why the games aren't the same, that's why. Green Bay, 2-2-1, still to play Monday night. And then the Detroit Lions, who were on bye, were 2-3 as well. New Orleans Saints, on top of that division, 4-1. Panthers, 3-2. Buccaneers, 2-3. Atlanta, 2-4. And I don't think they're done yet, to be honest with you, man. Rams, 6-0, running away with the division. And at this point, that's the only team that is running away with things in their prospective division. So they're a good team, though. That's a really good football team. All right, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. Again, get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Yards for the game, 83rd time in his career, looking for all of it, unloads to the end zone, caught by Gordon, touchdown Patriots.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Free play, takes the shot downfield. Antonio Brown goes up and gets it.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Wow, and some of those were great plays when you think about it, man. Big Ben Roethlisberger making that outstanding final throw to Antonio Brown for the touchdown with like 12 seconds left in the ball game to beat the Bengals on the road. Again, people, you cannot make this stuff up. It happens. It's the NFL. Week in and week out, expect the unexpected. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about it, man. Week 6, already just about halfway through the season. Can you believe it, first and foremost? Just about. Halfway through the NFL season. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Follow me there too, people. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right. So I want to get into, obviously, what we saw on the field. Because there were some really, really fun games and some great performances. Jameis Winston back in the lineup for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, the guy played well. You got to give him credit. He was 30 of 41 on the day. 395 yards. 4 touchdowns. I mean, that's putting in work. And, you know, the truth is I'm not sold on him as far as being the guy that can lead you to the promised land, but that's not a bad performance. Did have a couple of interceptions in there too. On the other side, Matty Ice, interesting numbers, just about the same. Winston throws 30 of 41. Matty Ice goes 31 of 41. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. The thing that's hurting the Falcons right now, if you ask me, is no Freeman in that running game. And Tevin Coleman's having to carry the load, and it's not the same. Not the same at all. Julio Jones has a big game, 143 yards, 10 receptions. Tight end is pretty solid too, 9 catches for 71 yards, a touchdown. And that's one thing Matty Ice does. He uses the tight end pretty well. Calvin Ridley was quiet, and that's about the first time all year you can say that about him. But ultimately, man, Jameis Winston came in, had a pretty solid football game. And it seemed like he had a pretty good command of the offense. You know, he and DeSean Jackson, who I didn't know how they were going to do out there. It was an okay day. 4 catches for 77 yards, no touchdowns. He did have 9 targets, so trying to get him the ball. They weren't connecting a lot, a little under 50%, if I'm right on my math there. You got to figure out a way to connect with DeSean Jackson. Just so explosive with the ball in his hands. But all in all, not a bad performance from Jameis Winston, and the Falcons needed that one. Absolutely needed that one. Steelers needed that one today. And you know what? Le'Veon Bell is fantastic. Don't get me wrong, people. The guy is great. But this James Conner kid, he's giving him everything he can. 119 carries, 111 yards. I'm sorry. 19 carries, if I said 119, sorry. 19 carries, 111 yards. A couple of touchdowns to go along with it. So, this guy, you cannot say anything but positive stuff about him. He's playing great. He really is. Tough loss for the Bengals at home. I mean, ultimately, you know, Andy Dalton goes out and has an okay game, a couple touchdowns, no interceptions. Not going to blow you away with the numbers. Only 229 yards. Big Ben, 369, one touchdown. And the thing that he's been doing a lot of, he didn't do today, which is throw interceptions. No interceptions from Big Ben. And you have to be, you have to get through games where you're not throwing interceptions. That's the way you win football games. Joe Mixon back in the lineup. 11 carries, 64 yards, a touchdown. AJ Green, a decent game, but no touchdowns. And ultimately, the difference was one play in this game. The late touchdown from Antonio Brown, who had five catches for 105 yards and a touchdown. So the Steelers do what they have to do, man. They had to get a win, and they did. They tightened things up in that division. And I think that's going to be a fun division to watch. Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, really going to be fun to watch them. Chargers, look, I think they're in that because the truth is that division itself isn't that great, but Kansas City is heads and tails above everybody. Those will be fun games when the Chargers play Kansas City in the AFC West. Let's see if Kansas City comes a little bit down to earth now. I'll be interested to see. But the Chargers can put up points. Phillip Rivers having a pretty solid year. Lots of weapons, man. Melvin Gordon, one of the better guys. I love watching him play. Another big day for him, by the way. Didn't even realize how big of a day, but three touchdowns, 132 yards, 18 carries. So, yeah, man, big day. That's putting in work for Melvin Gordon. So with a running game like that, a really good quarterback in Phillip Rivers, the Chargers have a shot. They got a shot in that division. Again, because you have to think that Kansas City is going to come down to earth a little bit. Seahawks all over the Raiders, 27-3. And man, oh man, all I can keep saying each week, week in and week out is, Chucky, man, I know you have to be thinking it was going to be easier than this. It was going to go better than this. And it's not. Tough sailing, man. And on the other side, the Seahawks, everybody's talking about them and how bad they're going to be. They're 3-3. And I know it doesn't sound great, but there's a lot of teams that are 3-3. A lot of teams that are 3-3, especially in the NFC East. A whole slew of teams that are 3-3. But the thing that they've started to do a little bit more of is they've started to commit themselves to the running games. I'm talking about the Seahawks. And they're doing it by committee, okay? But the truth of the matter is you stay committed to it and you figure out ways to get over 100 yards. They used – listen to this. This is crazy. They used 6 guys to run the ball to get 155 yards. Russell Wilson had to do it 6 times scrambling for 20 yards. The big guy carrying the ball for him was Chris Carson, who I think over the year is going to wind up getting the bulk of the carries for sure. On the other side, man, Derek Carr, dude, he's just bad. I'm sorry, the guy is really bad. 23 of 31, 142 yards, no touchdowns. Nope, no touchdowns. Your team could only muster up 3 points. They could only muster up a field goal. The running game is terrible. The passing game is terrible. And I'm going to keep saying this week in and week out. They gambled on Derek Carr instead of gambling on Khalil Mack. Terrible gamble, people. Terrible gamble, at least at this point. Again, I know how it works. You want to get yourself a franchise quarterback, and you think that once you have this guy, well, you better hold on to him. I don't know if Derek Carr is that franchise quarterback. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to come back, continue breaking down all of the action from the week that was week 6 here in the NFL on NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
5.5 to play in the third. This is Connor again. Connor breaking free. The 5. Touchdown.
And into the empty set here. Throws, and that's caught by Bell into the end zone for a touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Let's go! It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball, smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands, run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Terrence Williams in motion. Castle looks one way, then the other. It's Bryant on the run. And Bryant is inside the 35-yard line with the Eagles chasing him across the field, but for 56 yards.
Second and 10. Setting up a screen for Barkley. Blocking in front. First down and more into Eagle territory. Still going. Incredible.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions encouraged. They're a little bit welcomed, as you know. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Getting back into the week that was the NFL, Week 6. Been through several games. Going to continue going through them. Dolphins get a much-needed victory to at least make the Patriots stay honest in that division. 31-28 over the Bears, who put up 21 in the third quarter. And then kind of hit the wall. Like I said, they may very well do. Letting the Dolphins score twice in the fourth quarter, tying that game up, getting it to OT, kicking that field goal, sending the Bears home, losing. And, man, that in all honesty, that was a really fun, exciting game. I mean, Brock Osweiler, you want to talk about a guy being a professional. That's being a professional. Seriously. I don't think the guy's that great of a quarterback. But you know what? He was asked to go and do a job, and he played pretty well, man. 28 of 44, 380 yards, 3 touchdowns, and more importantly, a victory. Frank Gore turned the clock back. Dude goes 15 carries for 101 yards. A lot of good things happened. All right, let's talk Minnesota Vikings. Let's talk Arizona Cardinals. So for about a half of this football game, the first half, this was a good competitive football game. Cardinals go into the halftime, got to feel pretty good about themselves, trailing 13-10. Then the third quarter happened. You know, a couple unanswered touchdowns, and there's some distance between the two teams. And Josh Rosen, whether you like him or not, I'm not seeing much of a difference between this offense being run by him or the offense being run by Sam Bradford. And I like to call him Sam Bradford. There's a big difference in the amount of money that these guys were getting paid. But getting back to the football. 21 of 31 doesn't sound terrible. 240 yards. Eh. Because Kirk Cousins didn't have a great game either. He only had 233 yards and 24 of 34. So the numbers are basically the same, to be honest with you. Both of the guys throwing interceptions. No touchdowns from Josh Rosen. A little bit concerning there. Because if you're thinking that there's going to be a difference, you're hoping it's a guy that can help score points, I'm sure. He is building a good chemistry with Christian Kirk. I don't know what that means for the future, but I do like Christian Kirk as a draft pick. I think that was a really good one. I like that one. I got to wait on Josh Rosen. Got to wait a little while. The Minnesota, they get a nice victory, though. Just a victory they got to have after a slip-up against a team like the Bills a couple weeks ago at home. So you don't want the same thing happening against the lowly Arizona Cardinals. All right, let's jump out to those phones. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up, people. Let's talk about the week that was Week 6 in the NFL. Mitch in Santa Monica, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm recovering. I'm actually recovering. But it was kind of nice because the Green Bay Packers didn't play today. But after yesterday, I was recovering. I know that's not what the show is about, so we don't have to get into that. But yesterday was not a good day for Mitch in Santa Monica. Probably was the all-time worst sports day in the history of Mitch in Santa Monica, to be quite honest.
Nah, man. Nah, don't take it that far. I'm sure there's been other days that have hit you hard.
Losing a game two of an NLCS at home with the Brewers. Having your alma mater, Miami, go down, and then, Wisconsin getting destroyed, and then your son's Cal on Parents Weekend get destroyed by UCLA. That's pretty bad, buddy boy. That's pretty bad.
Hey, you know what? It happens, bro.
That's pretty bad.
Hey, it happens, and I understand. I get it, being a Wisconsin fan. You do have something to look forward to, the Green Bay Packers on Monday night playing the San Francisco 49ers. But what was your takeaway? What's your takeaway from what you saw from the NFL from Sunday's action?
GOAT. Brady's the GOAT. Brady is the GOAT. He is insane. I mean, after all is said and done, the Dolphins pulling out an incredible victory with the Rams getting through and Broncos giving them a rough time. But you know what? That Patriot-Chief game was awesome. And yep. I don't know, but if you're a sports fan and you're split screen between that and the Red Sox and the Astros game, I mean, you had two heavyweight prize fights just going on at the same time. It was insane. I mean, you're flipping back and forth. It's like, what's going on here? This was just really great entertainment, great sport. I mean, you had four of the best in their business doing what they do. And we saw, I didn't watch every game today. I don't usually watch every game. I monitor them, I watch the Red Zone and whatnot. But at the time, Sunday night, that's always a great kickback. And you go in and to be honest, I was a little bit more interested during the first half in the baseball game because that got off to a rocking start. And then you kind of turn in and you go like, wow, the Chiefs are like leading this thing. Like, all right, let's keep watch on that. And then what happens? Tom Brady does what Tom Brady does.
Yeah.
But I will say this, and I'm sorry, but you can help me this. The name of the Chiefs defensive tackle who basically thought he wouldn't tackle Brady because he was going to get a Clay Matthews penalty on him, that shows you where the NFL is right now. I mean, Brady should not have gotten that touchdown because the Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman was too afraid that when he had him in the grass, he thought the ball was gone and he was going to get a flag. So he let it go and he gave him the 7 points. I mean, that's where we're at with the league. So I hope the NFL looks at that and the refs send that tape to everyone and say, we don't know what the hell's going on, guys, but figure it out because the quarterbacks can do whatever they want and good luck.
No, you know what? I'm with you, Mitch. I mean, great point on that. I mean, the guy had him in his grasp and he was very concerned about a flag potentially coming. I would agree with you. However, at the same time, it did also look like he was a little off balance and maybe wasn't going to make the play anyway. But again, yes, very hesitant. And guys are hesitant. I don't know if you've seen around the league, you just watch. I mean, they show guys now going after guys, and the way that they're going after the quarterback is much different. And in general, you're seeing the amount of flags. I mean, they've gone down considerably. So guys are a lot more aware of this is the new NFL. And you know what? It's a change that everybody has to be aware of, Mitch, unfortunately.
We saw it last weekend with the Green Bay Packers debacle in Detroit. I mean, the same thing where it's like everyone's afraid to hit. If you're not there and you cannot assure yourself you have a clean tackle, do it exactly as it is, you're just going to kind of give up the play. And that's terrible. That's terrible for the league. That's terrible football. I mean, it changes the game. It changes what we know as football. And I know we are changing, but it just softens it. And I just think it's going to take something away from it when you see like guys like, all right, he had him in his grasp and he let him go because he was afraid to tackle him. And then he gets, Brady goes head first. I mean, remember, this was the first time he's ever had a quarterback run for a touchdown more than 1 yard in like 12. Why? Because guys were wrapping him up, or he couldn't, because guys weren't afraid to tackle. A guy was afraid to tackle tonight, and he got the score. You know,
hey, let me ask you this. Okay, you know, and that's a great point. That's a great point. We could talk about this for a little while, or we can move on. And we've only got a couple minutes before I got to take another break. And I just got to get a couple things out of you because I know you watch this stuff. What's going on with the Jaguars, man? I mean, this is a team that went to the AFC Championship game last year playing the Patriots, not looking very sharp early in the season. The Indianapolis Colts are a pathetic football team. The Arizona Cardinals are a pathetic football team. Talk a little bit about those three teams that I just mentioned, because the truth is I don't know who's the worst out of that bunch right there. I really don't.
I would say this.
And throw the Raiders in there, too, for that matter.
Well, like, you and I could probably, on one hand, name the elite in the league.
And the Giants, too,
okay,
by the way.
And the rest of them are just, you don't know, they're just pretenders. They're any given Sunday. Okay? I will tell you this. The Patriots started out not on a great leg, but listen, I will take them in my pool every week, no matter what.
Well, not only that. Now he has Josh Gordon that he can throw to. Edelman's back. That offense seems like it's clicking pretty well when you put up 43 points, doesn't it? Right.
Absolutely. And remember, September is the period. I mean, you know, whatever it is, if you didn't play the preseason hard, or these guys played it harder than that. You know, so September's the time to shake out. October's the time where, you know what, it's time to step up. And November, December is when you start to close the deal. That's how the NFL works these days. And with the new rules, now it's kind of put some things in flux where it's changed the course of things. But that's really what it is. Figure it out in September, step up in October, November, in October, and seal the deal November, December.
Yeah, no, very good. Absolutely, man. Hey, bro, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. Great call from Mitch in Santa Monica, as always. Love hearing from that guy. He is incredibly passionate about the sports world. Anyways, got to take another quick pause for the cause. I'm going to come back, wrap things up, at least in my head, for the week that was week 6 in the NFL. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down.
What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, and obviously you can always follow me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so what are some of the takeaways that I have from the week that was week six, which, again, man, the NFL is just flying by. We are almost halfway through the season. As crazy as that sounds, we are almost halfway through the season. We learned that the Patriots are pretty good still. We really did. That's what we learned from Tom Brady, that he can still get it done. Late in a ball game, who would you want to have with the ball as your quarterback? I still think that Tom Brady is that guy. I hate to say it, and I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. So, Packer fan, don't get angry at me, but that's just the truth. The guy is just calm, cool, collected, amazing, drives his team down the field. And at the same time, we also learned that Patrick Mahomes, that dude's legit, man. He's the real deal. I think this kid has a very bright future. Shows that when he is unable to get things done and accomplish in the first half, well, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to figure things out throughout the game. The Rams, man, oh, man. They're still the only undefeated team in this league right now. And the truth is, they deserve it. They're a good football team. And there's a few teams that aren't very good. The Giants, the Colts, the Cardinals, just among a few that are really, really lousy right now. But truth be told, man, I love talking football. I love doing it with you each and every Sunday right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.